Monday night, May 6th at the Hyatt Regency in San Francisco, you're invited to join athletes and celebs at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame Enshrinement Dinner. Be there to celebrate this year's class featuring Olympic swimmer Jenny Thompson, San Jose Earthquakes legend Chris Wondolowski, Niners Super Bowl hero John Taylor, Sharks icon Patrick Marleau, and the architect of the Giants dynasty, Brian Sabian. Be a part of this star-studded evening benefiting Special Olympics Northern California. To purchase tickets, visit bashoff.org. That's BASHOF.org.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of a very spectacularly played game at SAP Center at San Jose in front of a crowd of 10,387 fans. Final score, the Sharks 3 and the Winnipeg Jets nothing. In the first period, the Jets outshot the Sharks 15-12, but James Reimer was standing tall in nets, and that was a portent of great things to come for the Sharks' veteran netminder. Also, Noah Gregor had his legs moving, and 9:51 into the game, he would put the Sharks in front 1-0. Here comes McDonald. Lead pass left side for Speedy Gregor, moving across the line, gets it to the net, loses on the check, then poked it on goal. Stick save made there by Hellebuck. Zetterlund in the corner. Penalty almost over. Jacob Peterson behind the net. Centers in front. The shot. Score! Noah Gregor had his stick down. Gets the pass from behind the net. As the penalty was expiring, Jacob Peterson gets the primary assist. And the Sharks are on top by the score of 1-0. Boy, that was really a great play. First of all, Gregor got the zone gain because of his great speed. And then after it got broken up, Fabian Zetterlund won the puck on the forecheck, getting it behind the net to Jacob Peterson, and he is showing a pretty nifty stick as he put it right on the tape of Noah Gregor, who was right in the slot, in the tough area, had his stick down, and he banged it home for his fifth of the year with Peterson and Zetterlund, two of the newcomers this season, getting assists at 9:51. That proved to be the game-winning goal in the contest. It was 1-0 Sharks at the end of one. In the second period, Winnipeg started to push hard. They outshot the Sharks 10-8, so they were outshooting San Jose after two periods of play, 26-20. But James Reimer would be very equal to the task. Turnover by Carlson. Played to the front of the net. Good save by Reimer off a weird deflection. They're not out of the woods yet. And what a stop by Reimer as Lowry sets it up to his man Appleton. And it looked like he had the full 4x6. And somehow, James Reimer made an astounding save. Somehow was because he got the paddle over to his right to stop Appleton on that play. One of the great saves of the year in the NHL, and James Reimer did it with 3:38 left in the second period to keep the score 1-0 in favor of the Sharks. The third period started to turn things in Winnipeg's direction, and they're a team that this season has gotten better as each game has gone on. Maybe giving up a little bit to the opposition early in terms of goals for and against, but catching up by the time the third period came to a close. That was the way it was mapping out tonight. Winnipeg outshooting the Sharks 15-9 in the third period alone, and the totals for the game were 41 for the Jets and 29 for the Sharks. But San Jose would continue to persevere, and early in the third, once again, Nico Sturm and Noah Gregor combined to get the puck to the net, and Kevin LeBanc provided the traffic. Got it around the boards, fed out to center, but Carlson intercepts there and flips back in. It's LeBanc, Sturm, Gregor on the ice. They try to work it free, but this time Scheifele checked by Gregor. Gregor steals the puck, slides near side, Sturm, the shot, score! Kevin LeBanc was providing a layer of traffic in front. It tipped off of something and slipped by Hellebuck. Sturm sending it toward the goal. And with 2:23 gone by in the third, Kevin LeBanc may very well get credit for that. It's 2-0 Sharks. Kevin LeBanc did get credit for that goal. It was his 13th of a season, assisted by Nico Sturm and Noah Gregor. And the Sharks were on top by a 2-0 count. James Reimer continued to provide heroics in the third period, and as time was dwindling down, Winnipeg was pushing. Carlson turns, gives the puck away. Lowry's taking off. Carlson rushing back to get him. He slips by him. He shoots. He saves. Another save by Reimer. And Reimer falls on the puck. Two saves on shorthanded attempts by Adam Lowry on the breakaway following the Carlson turnover. 3:03 to play. It's still 2-0 Sharks.
All of that with Winnipeg's best defenseman, Josh Morrissey, in the penalty box for tripping. You're supposed to be putting pressure on the other side of the ice, but Erik Karlsson turns over the puck, and James Reimer has to provide some tremendous heroics with Lowry working hard for Winnipeg, getting a chance. Then, a power play conversion for the Sharks. After going a long time during the course of this homestand with not a lot of, shall we say, reward for all of their power play efforts. As it turned out, it would be Martin Kaut who scored on the man advantage, but not after a little bit of consternation in the offensive zone. Carlson again, over to the right, Kaut over now to Hurdle, stick handling, throwing it across, Kaut, score! Well, patience a virtue on that one, but Martin Kaut finally finishing it off, twisting Hellebuck into a pretzel, and putting it into the open net off a Hurdle pass after it looked like the Sharks were not going to be able to finish it off. But a power play at 17:57 of the third for Martin Kaut makes it 3-0 San Jose.
That was a sweet one. Kaut scoring on the power play for the Sharks at 17:56, his fourth goal of the season. Tomas Hurdle and Erik Karlsson got the assists. And so EK65 racks up another point, this time on the man advantage. Carlson now has 91 points on the year, which ties him with Ray Bourque amongst the 32 years of age and older players that have scored more than 90 points in the National Hockey League. And Bourque did that back in 1993-94. And he was 33 years of age at the time. But one more point for Erik Karlsson, and he will be the oldest guy, 32 years of age and over, to score more than 91 points on the year. Just another incredible little check mark in the boxes that are qualifying EK65 for his third Norris Trophy. The only real drama near the end of the game, as James Reimer continued to shut the door, would be what was the score at the end of the game, and would Reimer, the Morwena, Manitoba native, get a shutout against his home province club? And here's how the game ended. Hurdle shoots it toward the net. 10 seconds remaining in the game, and the only drama is the final score. And it comes down the ice, and James Reimer touches the puck, slips it behind the goal. Final seconds ticking off. Ferraro plays it up against the boards and eats it, and that is it. Final score, the San Jose Sharks 3, the Winnipeg Jets nothing, and the entire Sharks team is coming out to really congratulate James Reimer, who made 41 saves in this game. A tremendous performance by James Reimer as he picks up his third shutout of the season, the 28th of his NHL career, and a wonderful performance for him. Back at home for the folks in Manitoba who were undoubtedly watching. Boy, what a finish for James Reimer. And again, a heartwarming congratulations by everybody on the ice coming off the bench for the Sharks.
Yeah, this is a close team. This is a team that they love each other. They love playing with each other. They love playing for each other. It was really a nice scene to see. It's been a tough couple of weeks for James. And he played fantastic against the Jets, a Manitoba boy, once again, two games in a row where James has been the difference maker when it comes to the San Jose Sharks beating the Winnipeg Jets. These are two losses Winnipeg Jets may feel. As we said at the start of the show, I thought the Winnipeg Jets were in solid, but Calgary winning today and the Jets losing, and James was the big reason why.
The Jets now fall back to 41-31-3. They've got 85 points in 75 games. Calgary beat Los Angeles today. Calgary has also played 75 games, and they're just 2 points behind Winnipeg in the standings. And Nashville, everybody thought that they were totally out of it. They've played only 73 games, two less than the Flames and the Jets, and they're only 3 points behind Winnipeg. So you add the games in hand in that, and you add in everything else, And I think we're going to have a lot of scoreboard watchers near the end of the season here, Drew. In fact, I'm looking at the remaining Winnipeg Jets schedule. They play Calgary at home once, and that's it. They do not play the Nashville Predators, but they've got that one home game against Calgary on April the 5th. And I'm telling you what, I'm going to be looking at that score that night.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people will be, especially in Calgary, Winnipeg.
Right now, speaking about tremendous jobs, how about Noah Gregor tonight, using his speed and his shot and his persistence, picking up a goal, the game winner in the first period, but also adding an assist on a Kevin LeBanc goal to make it a Sharks victory tonight. Let's go to the locker room. Noah Gregor is with Drew.
How's that one feel?
Feels great. Long time coming. It's been a tough stretch here for us, not being able to get wins, so feels great to get one here.
Give me your breakdown of the game.
Yeah, I think just overall our team is the first time in a while, I think, that we've put together a full game. I think in Calgary we played pretty solid as well, but tonight we stuck with it all night. We had contributions from everyone, and then obviously Reimer played unbelievable. I don't know how many shots he had there, close to 50 for
40,
sure.
If 41. It wasn't.
Yeah, so he was unbelievable. Made some huge stops. Obviously, the big paddle save, and then a couple breakaways and two on ones late in the game where he really held us in there. So he was unbelievable.
Overall, tell me about how tough it's been for you. Like, it was hard for you to get in the lineup. You got in the lineup. You've played now. Been consistent in the lineup, but then the wins aren't there. So, as a professional player, as a guy who prides himself on being an NHR, how hard has this season been so far?
Yeah, it's been tough. Not just for me. I think everyone's, no one likes to lose. I think that's the worst part is it's hard to string together, two or three wins in a row. And just personally, being in and out of the lineup at the start of the year was tough. But, I feel as of late, the last quarter of the season, I think I've played pretty solid.
Yes, you have.
The numbers aren't always there, but I think most nights I'm playing a consistent game and playing to my ability, and the last couple, it's nice to get on the score sheet always.
So how do you guys keep all the smiles in face? We see you after practice all the time. You guys all get along. You're laughing. You're having a good time. How is that positive environment helping everybody?
Yeah, I just think there's no bad days in the NHL. as tough as it can be on the ice, you're still in the NHL. You're making a lot of money. You're hanging out with the guys every day, so you can't complain too much.
Yeah, and great broadcasters you get to hang out with all
exactly.
the time.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks.
Good game, man. Way to go. Noah Gregor, one goal, one assist, plus two. And I agree with him, Danny. I think Noah has found his stride in the NHL, knows how he has to play to be successful.
Final score tonight, the Sharks 3, the Jets nothing. That's our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.